Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any one of my shows on my website, bruceallen.com. There's a radio show tab, and today's show will be up shortly after its live broadcast. And you can listen commercial-free and download it commercial-free. I have asked that Kerry Wilkerson stay over and join us for a few more minutes, even though our last segment is short. So, Kerry, thank you for hanging on with me.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, just so you know, I own this show, and you can use download and use any part of it, which is what I was going to tell you offline, but I'll just tell you on the air.
Awesome.
Because what you have said is of value, and I think other people should hear it. And if you want to share it in any way, you can do so, and you can edit it however you would like to.
Perfect.
We were talking about having it all. And I think in the break, you talked about the blessing in your life that you have it all, and your husband and you have it all, even though you come from a very traditional background and you're the primary breadwinner. So you've kind of turned a traditional family upside down, yet you're staying home. You're doing it your way. In many ways, I've done the same thing. I raised my boys alone for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Their mom disappeared and is still no longer in their lives. So we've done it our way. As far as I'm concerned, I have it all. I wake up every day and I say, thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Primarily when I wake up and I'm healthy, because that's the first thing that defines your happiness, in my opinion, and the quality of your life. And then I look around me and I go, in every other way, I am just blessed. I have a beautiful wife, a beautiful home. I'm doing what I love. You talked about passion shouldn't be the driving force. And I agree with you about that as far as your work. You have to pay the bills first. But I've been lucky and blessed that I've had two careers, and they were both things that I just loved to do. So I wonder what other remarks you might have for our audience or things you'd like to share before we say goodbye and talk again on our tweet chat tonight.
Yeah, we were talking in the break about how I flipped a lot of models on their head. My husband and I raised very traditionally, very conservatively, by moms who stayed at home and dads who were the breadwinners. And for the first 10 years of our marriage, that was our model too. I mean, I taught and I had a supporting career, but then we flipped the model. And one of my first goals in my business was to bring him home so he could raise the kids with me, so he could be the present male in their life and see all those daily gifts and blessings that us moms get to see. And now he works for me. I gave him a benefits package he couldn't refuse. I recruited him away from corporate America. He's a financial planner. And now he's my CFO.
So, do you need any other employees?
No, you know what? We function super lean, which is part of our model, too, so that we don't have to be accountable to other people. We're accountable to us, only accountable to our clients, really. And he's a PTA president. You know, he's at as much or more school stuff as I am. And my kids have such a distorted view of what the world deems as normality and usuality, which I'm so excited about. But we do have it all. Our all looks different than other people, and that's kind of my point. You have to decide what you want things to look like, whether it's your parenting or your business or your life or your house, or you can't decide that what everybody else has is what you're supposed to have. There is no supposed to anymore. I really believe that it's a matter of what's best for my family. My kids all have different schooling options than each other because of different learning styles and things. And, you know, private school may be good for one, homeschool may be good for another, public school may be good for yet another. I'm going to let what's best for each child determine that, just like I'm going to decide, you know, what's best for my life and our family's life. So,
Well said.
Yeah, I think rebelling against the status quo is so important.
Well, the options, I actually believe, I've seen the options grow so much in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. I mean, I graduated high school before you were born, so I have a couple years on you. But what you're saying and the chance to have it all on whatever terms you choose was not always available in my lifetime. And I think it wasn't available when you were a child. But in many ways it is. It's very hard economically right now for many people, but the options are there. Kerry, we are very much out of time. Very quickly, tell my audience where they can reach you and what book we should be buying of yours.
Sure. Yeah, even 20 years ago, this book was not available in any shape or form. BarefootExecutiveBook.com. You can go grab a free chapter, BarefootExecutiveBook.com. You can also watch my online show, which is BarefootExecutive.tv.
All right. Terrific. I look forward to chatting with you at Dad Chat tonight, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much, Carrie. We had a very busy show. Closing remarks are basically going to be goodbye. As you hear my theme song come up, Walk Like a Man. I love that theme song. I hope you also appreciated my son's song, which is the intro to close to number 5. Goodbye, and we'll see you all next week.